Welcome to the Morning Upgrade Podcast with Ryan Cote, where we feature casual conversations with entrepreneurs about personal development and growth.
Hey, everyone. This is Ryan Cote with the Morning Upgrade Podcast. Today, I'm super excited to be speaking with Ludovic Voulet. Hey, Ludovic, how are you?
Fine. Thank you, Ryan. How are you?
I'm doing great. So Ludovic is in Paris. So my previous episode with Amanda Harvey from Taiwan. So it's, again, this technology just to be able to speak right now. You know, I'm in New Jersey, you're in Paris. It's amazing. I'm really excited to talk to you.
Thank you. I'm excited to be on your show.
So why don't you talk about what you do and what your interests are, what you enjoy doing?
Sure. So I used to be in management consulting, but for many years I've been in fintech. And about a year and a half ago, I started the Good Life Manifesto. That's a passion project. The fintech is the main business. We do payment processing and various other related services. That's what I do in the day-to-day. What I enjoy doing is traveling.
Where do you travel to? What's your favorite places?
Anywhere I can go. I spent some time in Turkey, in Cyprus. I spent some time in Israel, in France, in England, in Russia. I loved Russia. I want to go back to Russia.
I've never been to Russia. What about it did you love?
First of all, I understand the culture. There's something I can relate to them very well. And it's gorgeous. It really is beautiful. Whether you're in the city or you're out in nature, it's just beautiful.
The place that stands out for me is my wife and I, for our honeymoon, which is 14 years ago now, we went to Greece. And it was just, whew. I don't know if we'll ever have, I shouldn't say that. We will have another trip like that once the kids are grown up. But man, it was beautiful. Unbelievable.
Greece is beautiful and the people are very warm also. Yeah, it makes it easy to be comfortable with them, right?
Yeah, it was great. Yeah, everyone's very nice. Just a solid trip. And I love that you love traveling too. I feel like that ties into personal development because relationships, meeting new people, going out of your comfort zone, traveling to new places, it's all, I think, interconnected. The Good Life Manifesto, originally I connected with you because, Morning Upgrade's a personal development podcast, and I saw that you had the Good Life Manifesto, and I find it really interesting, especially it's a passion project like Morning Upgrade. What's your overall approach to personal development for yourself?
For myself, look, I know I'm not perfect. I'll never be perfect, far from it. But as long as every day I'm going in the right direction, changing one small thing, then I'm happy. That's the way I see it.
Have you ever read the book called The Compound Effect?
I haven't read the book itself, but I do know the philosophy you're talking about. It's based, I assume, on the Kaizen philosophy, right?
Yes. Yeah. Basically, what you just said there, like 1% changes. It's by an author, and I mentioned him before in the podcast. It sounds like I've got like a man crush on him. I just really resonate with his messaging. And the book is really good. It's really what catapulted me into this whole personal development thing. He just came out with a 10-year anniversary version. So when you said the 1%, because that's what I think that's really key to remember with personal development or self-care, whatever you want to call it, self-improvement. It's really like that 1% change. Like, am I a little bit better than I was yesterday? And not trying to, it's like, if you're going to try to lose weight, not starving yourself, it's like, okay, what small tweaks can I make? And so I love that you mentioned the 1% that it's small little changes and that makes it much easier to stick with. And then you look back over the last 3 months and you see, oh, wow, I've made a lot of improvements.
Exactly. I'll give an example. Throughout the pandemic, I took it as an opportunity to upgrade my physical self also a little bit. I had a bit of extra fat around, the waist, and my muscle mass had gone down a little bit simply because I've been traveling and not putting in enough effort into doing the exercise. And I figured, I'm stuck anyway, so let me work on this. And I made the tiniest little changes, so small, I didn't even think that it would make that big a difference. And the other day, I got on the scale and I checked myself in the mirror also, and there was a difference of fat gone down, muscle gone up, a total difference of about 4.5 kilos, comes out to about 10 pounds, by doing practically nothing.
Can you share what you did?
Yeah. So, for example, I cut bread to once a week maximum. I didn't cut it out completely because I like bread in French. So, I also know my limits. Cheese. Okay. Once a week, I have my cheese and bread. And when I say cheese, I don't mean, the low fat type of cheese. I'm talking about cheese that has 40 and 50% fat. Yeah. So once a week, you know, that's what I have that. And the rest of the time, I eat mostly, you know, slow carbs, lentils and, well, rice. I don't know if you'd consider that slow carbs or not. Proteins such as tuna, eggs, you know. So I keep my food very simple, like sweet potatoes. I eat almost exactly the same thing every day. But like that, I don't need to think, because the more I think about it, the more there's a chance that I'll do something I'm not supposed to.
That's a lesson right there, too, is eliminating the amount of decisions you have to make. I think, it's like that Steve Jobs, not quote, but information about him where he would wear the same outfits every day because it was like one less decision he had to make. So I love that exactly. You mentioned that.
Exactly. It's just make a habit of it where you don't need to think. And once a week, the one day that I really think about the food is on Saturday. That's the one day that I give to myself to think about the food. And like that, I can go all out within reason, obviously, yes, and eat, you know, whatever I want.
Yeah, having cheat days makes it, it's important. So do you have a morning routine?
Yes, it's not, you know, set in stone, but I have general guidelines for what I do in the morning.
And what does that look like?
So I wake up, obviously. The first thing, that's already a good morning there. The next thing I do is I make sure that the birds, I have two birds, get their food, any medicine that they're supposed to get, you know, the clean dishes and everything. And only then do I start, you know, taking care of myself. So now I do basic breathing exercises, which is instead of meditation, just 2 minutes of breathing. Not specifically deep breathing, but focused breathing. And then I do a little bit of exercise, shower, eat, and I'm good to go for the day.
And you mentioned birds. This is not really, this is just kind of like my curiosity. This is not at all tied to personal development, unless you can make it tied to it. I don't know. We'll see. When I was learning more about you, I saw that you like birds. What is it about birds that you like?
So first of all, I'll start off by saying that there's something about them that, I don't know, I just love them. They're very loving, incredibly intelligent. You can't force them to love you either. You know, they're very independent. But when they do love you, I can honestly say they may be the most loving beings I've ever come across.
How many birds do you have?
Now I have two. I did have more before. And, you know, I had a quail at some point, but they only lived for a few years, so... Just birds. They're incredible. They're intelligent. They're curious. So that's it. That's what I love about birds.
I have two cats. I feel like they would not get along with your two birds.
Well, they may be very happy, but I'm not too sure about my birds.
Oh, my one cat's very old. He'd be fine. He probably would ignore them. My young one probably wouldn't. So I like to sometimes talk about challenges on this podcast. Because mindset, you know, personal development mindset. What's the hardest thing about your business and what are you doing about it?
So I'll say the hardest thing for me about the business, right? Since I can only speak for myself, is I'm very good at negotiating and closing deals, right? Even if they take a long time. That part I'm good at, but the part that I really have trouble with is the ongoing relationship with the clients and the support that needs to be given. So what I did was immediately I passed off 90% of that off to the operations manager, who then hired a support team. That was the first investment from the revenue that came in. It was to hire a support team. Because I know that if it's up to me, we would lose the clients almost as fast as we close them.
I can so resonate with that right now because I'm exactly the same way. We did the same thing at Ballantyne, my family's marketing agency. You're right. If it was up to me to like nurture the clients, we'd probably lose them all. And so you have to be self-aware as to what your strengths are and your weaknesses and delegate out the weaknesses. So thanks for sharing that. You like to travel a lot. I love that you have the Good Life Manifesto site, site and service. What does the perfect day look like for you? Now, not necessarily like traveling around the world, like a realistic perfect day. What does that look like for you?
What I notice about myself is that I love discovering new things. It could be new people, new foods, a new place. So it's not only related to travel, because sometimes, you know, it could be that I read a study about something that I love, right? And so I learn something there. But the perfect day would be that, you know, I wake up, I have my little routine, the birds around. And then throughout the day, I don't like to do focused work. I know that sounds horrible. I mean, I have a business, but I don't like to do focused work. I prefer to divide it up throughout the day. And the rest of the day, just be discovering people or places. For anybody who thinks that that means only travel, no. I can guarantee you, wherever you live, unless you've actually looked at the place as a tourist, I guarantee you there's loads of stuff you haven't seen yet. I just like to treat every place as though I'm a tourist, wide-eyed, you know, and go and discover it.
And you're absolutely right. Like, we just got back from a 3-week road trip and in the U.S. And yeah, you're right. There's so much around us, you, that you don't probably even realize. And so I love that advice to kind of explore the areas around you that you probably don't even know are there. And you don't necessarily need to go to Greece or to Turkey or to Russia. You know, you've got something in your backyard that probably you don't even know about.
The other thing is, I mean, I love discovering stuff, but I also love working with my hands. Since that's something that in my industry, you know, is completely not a part of it, but I do is completely cerebral, then I love building things or fixing things or taking them apart and learning how they work. I just love doing that. And you learn so much, you know, so that's another part of discovering that I love doing.
Like home projects or like working on a car?
So right now I'm building up, I bought recently a Land Rover, an old one, right? Where the engine is 100% mechanical, and I'm fixing it up. Right now I'm rewiring the entire car.
It's great. It's a great hobby to have. Probably learn a lot too. It probably is. Does it become like a brain exercise too? Cause I'd imagine you're taking things apart and you have to figure out, oh, wait, what did I just take apart? And I have to troubleshoot how to make it work. I'd imagine it's probably very taxing on your brain.
It is. And you know, that's the thing. I did study electrical components when I was younger. Right. It was part of the studies that I did. But to be fair, I mean, it's not the type of electricity that you would use in a day-to-day thing. So a few years ago, I fixed up a sailboat. That gave me a lot of information about how the electrical systems on such things work. But a car is a lot more complex. So I love learning. For example, I had someone who was advising me, and he was explaining to me about relays. And, you know, I had a basic idea of what the relays do, but I had to go and Google and really understand the magic behind all the possibilities and when you know how to use them correctly. So I love it. I'm learning tons of new stuff.
I love your energy. It sounds like you're really, really into this stuff. I've got one more question for you. And then you can share how people can learn more about you, whether it's your business Bear's Crest or the Good Life Manifesto. But let's talk about the Good Life Manifesto for that, sure, that business specifically. What have you learned from running? What have you learned from either starting it or running the Good Life Manifesto?
Oh, so I think the biggest, I won't say shock, but the biggest eye-opener for me was how different everybody sees what a good life is. We all grow up in our own little bubbles, no matter, you know, where you are in the world, whether you came to the world into a family and background with loads of challenges, right, that were easily seen, or whether the challenges were more subtle. I mean, we all have challenges, obviously. But based on that, based on each person's skills and talents and preferences, what's a good life for each one of us can be so, so different. And that for me was an eye-opener because to me, you know, I mean, it was simple. A good life is when you have complete freedom to do whatever you want, whenever you want. And for some people, that is absolute hell. Some people prefer to be given, you know, their workload for the day. And then at the end of the day, they can go home, you know, and just have a meal with their family and whatnot. And for me, that's not what I would want. I like the freedom where I get to choose every step of the way. I think that was the biggest lesson for me.
I think a good takeaway for my audience here is that, you know, define what your good life looks like. You can't live a good life if you don't know what it is, right?
Exactly. And don't rely on what other people are. You know, sometimes some things may seem sexy, right? Like luxury cars, for example, or, you know, beautiful houses, travel. And the fact that they may seem good doesn't mean that that's what will make you happy. You know, for some people, just the idea of going to a new country where people don't speak the language is really stressful, right? So that may not be a good idea for them. So the question is for each one to find out what really makes you happy, not what makes your neighbor happy.
Well, thanks, Livik. I really enjoyed speaking with you. What's the best way that people can connect with you if they want to learn more about you?
I have such a singular name you can put into Google and anything related will come up, whether it's the Good Life Manifesto for personal development or Bear's Crest, you know, you won't find two of me with that name.
Awesome. Thanks for taking the time to chat with us and to chat with me, I should say. And I hope you have a great day. And thanks everyone for listening.
Thank you, Ryan. Likewise.
Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Morning Upgrade Podcast. Please subscribe and review. And don't forget to visit us at morningupgrade.com for more content.